Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Lindsay. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is called out on strikes. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Walker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Dempsey now catching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Hill moves to second. Bill Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinzo scores. Tabler moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindsay hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen scores. Baines moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons juggles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Castillo moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo moves to third. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive towards third. Lyons catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Bill Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindsay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Carter catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Carter. Lyons tags and scores. Lindsay tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Thigpen covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tabler is hit by the pitch. Hinzo moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a pop-up towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Boston reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. Walker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Snyder. Walker tags and scores. Boston tags and moves to third. Hill tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Bill Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Royster now playing third base. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing first base. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gielen hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-4 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redus moves to second. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards third. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Jim Wynn now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.